Parshas Chukas, Tov Shinayin Vov, Vayidav Hashem Moshe Vel Aaron Leimor, Zois Chukas HaToyro, Shatzivo Hashem Leimor, Daber Bnei Yisrael, Yichwe Leo Fora Adumot, Vimo Shein Bamum, Ashaloi Olo Leo Oil. This is the Chukah of the Torah. This is the Chuk of the Torah. This is the Chuk of the Torah that Hashem commanded. What's the Pshat? Why is this mitzvah called the Chuk of the Torah? It should be called Zois Chukas HaTorah. What's it called? Zois Chukas HaTorah. So is Chukas HaTumah. This is the Chuk of Tumah V'Tayra. What's the emphasis? This is the Kash B'Emesh of the Orachayim HaKadosh. Lama Kina L'mitzvah Zusham Kolel HaTorah. Why is this given the general term of HaTorah? It should have been Zois Chukah or Zois Chukas HaTumah. So is the Yerushalayim HaKadosh. What's the connection? We see that, as we'll see, that there's some connection over here with the fact of the Tumah to the Inyan of Zois Chukas HaTorah. Now we're going to go into a whole different inyanim, and we'll try to connect the inyanim, Rabbi Yisrael, but mit Hashem, in the hemshich of the inyanim. This week's parasha is very, very interesting. One of the most scary and much more, one of the most famous, but very, very, difficult parashiyas that the Chazal talk about, or that the Torah brings down, the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu and the hitting of the rock. It's interesting what preceded the whole parasha. You know, Mrs. Miriam, she died, and she had the Be'er, was because of her. And when she died, the Be'er, there was no water to drink. So they started with Moshe. What do you bring us here? Lomu Shamanachtu V'Yireinu. The Kitzur, we didn't get into Mekoyim Zeh, we didn't ever get into the land that you chose of us. Moshe Rabbeinu is very distraught, knows what to do. Again, we're dealing with an Eder ganging up on him again. Hashem gives him instructions. Take the matter, get the Eder together, v'dibarotem el haselo, talk to the rock in front of them. V'nosan meimov, and the waters will come. V'yitzeiso lehem mayim el haselo, v'yishkiso es ha'edo v'es bi'irom, and they should drink them and their offspring. So we know the story. Moshe Rabbeinu looks for the rock. Rashi thinks it's the rock. It gets a whole sugya, and Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock at the end. He talks to a rock. Nothing comes out from the water. He decides that the only answer is to hit the rock. Hit the rock. He hits the rock once, twice, and then the water comes flowing out. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu has tremendous tainis. Yan lo yamantimi lahakti sheni laini b'nei Yisrael. You did this, it's a chil Hashem. Or not, let's call it better. He didn't say it wasn't a chil Hashem, but it wasn't kiddush Hashem. You could have been mekadosh. Avada, there was an inyan of chil Hashem, or let's say not kiddush Hashem. He didn't do exactly, but the miracle of water coming from a rock is a miracle. Outsurah, it's not every day that a guy goes over to a rock and hits it and he has Me'edin or whatever the other place, you know, Polish spring water, all of a sudden comes out. You can take a stick over to a rock, Polish spring, hot, cold, whatever you want, tremendous nace. So if he hit the rock, and Be'etzim Paz B'Shalach, when he came out there, Hashem told him to hit the rock. That was Moshe's understanding. Maybe he has to hit the rock. So he didn't hit it. Shem Yirachim, terrible. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ari. That's it. You have to get a tremendous oinish. We have to understand Rashi. So Rashi explains, if it would have spoken to the rock, they would have made a kavah choyma. Avada, that's a mahalach. That's Rashi says. It is a mahalach. It's a great mahalach. I'm not trying to, but maybe we want to say another mahalach. That's a mahalach. We have to understand, why was the oinish, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael? What's the big thing? Okay, give him an oinish. This, he should be hit with a stick. Also, what is the oinish? The fact he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. Him and Aaron, no Eretz Yisrael. You can't get into Eretz Yisrael, even if you want, no Eretz Yisrael. Why? You hit the rock and speak to the rock. It sounds like we have to understand, why is that the Oynish? So the base of the kids is Arichas Amkus over here, Gola, but I want to say Mahav. I once founded the Netziva. I don't remember right now, that he wasn't able to find the tzitzit. If he says this whole Torah, but I know part he says, and part I think is my own, but it's Hashem, I hope it'll come out. Be'ez Hashem with a chizuk. This is tremendous. You saw it over here, what Hashem wanted. V'dibarat v'lasalam. We have to understand, Rabbi Sai. Klal Yisrael, when they came and they wanted the water, they wanted to drink for these waters, the May Be'er, they're thirsty, they wanted different things. So we have to understand, Rabbi Sai, that Avad HaBereshim wanted to have him for Keret, he sent him Be'er. He sent Anonim, he sent Amon. But there was a great tachlis for these types of things, Rabbi Yisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to understand that Avada, they have to live a life of Ruchni. They have to live a life of understanding that the tachlis is Ruchni, is Torah. And whatever they need and all their necessities will be taken care of if they're meshabed lo araisa, if they give themselves over for Torah. The mon was an example of, they didn't really have to do anything, it's going to come to them naturally, but they have to realize what the tachlis is. The priority is Torah and Ruchni. And everything that they want, and all the things that they wanted, only is to facilitate Torah. Liban HaTorah, Esek HaTorah, Mekayim the mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs and the gress to Oifin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it that they don't need Vaket, they'll go through a midbar for 40 years. And they're going to be mamish, given over to Torah, as the Mefarshim say, should become part of their lifeblood. It should become ingrained that they're not, and whatever they need to do, all the other physical stuff, it should be taken care of. But more importantly, that to realize that when they're meshabbat to the Torah, when they go in the way of the Torah, when they learn Torah, that for carrot, that it works the other way around, that the mon is given because the koyach, The koyach that brings the mon, the koyach that brings the sustenance, the koyach that brings the bracha, is the koyach haTorah be'etzem. They were on the verge now of coming and going to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Isai, there was a tremendous danger. And the danger was that they're going to go each to their fields, to their beautiful fields, and Chazal and Ksubis at the end of Ksubis describe the tremendous benevolence, the tremendous bounty that they're going to have. Ish tachas k'negefen. Chazal said that the size of a grape was so large that a whole city, mamash, a whole city could sustain themselves from that grape. I'm talking about the wine, Rabbi said. For one grape, that's how big it was. The food and the gashmis, Rabbi said, was so great. And if I there's a tachlis that it shows that the ashpa, the chef is so great, and maybe you could use it for ruchni. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to go into Eretz Yisrael with that realization that we can only be zeichah to everything if we mishabed la'araisa, that the koyach haTorah is the number one priority. If I can, it's going to bring the bracha to Eretz Yisrael. If I can, the limud Torah is the thing that's goyim, and if we're not going to learn Torah, we're not only going to be goyim, that we're not going, and we're not going to mishabed the Torah, and we're not going to be goyim. The tremendous loss of Libra Torah, but we're going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. In Bechukoy Sai Teleichu, Venosati Gishmerem Beito, Venos No Oretz Yivula, Eretz Yisrael's bracha is totally in a Melech Batorah. The bracha comes from a Melech Batorah. Now, up to now, the Gemara says in Tanya Staf Tesam at Aleph, Gimel Parnosim Toivim Holem Yisrael. Three tremendous leaders, says the Gemara, that everything came b'schuson. Mon b'schus Miriam, Mon b'schus Moshe, Be'er b'schus Miriam, Anan, the Anan Yaakov came b'schus Aaron. The Gemara says when Miriam died, now everything had to go to Moshe and Aaron. Everything became b'schus them. In the Midbar, Klal Yisrael, they had a schus, but they didn't have the schus yet of their own schus, and they had to rely on Gimel Parnasim that b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu came, Mon, and eventually the Be'er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, take the staff with the Baalta Melasela, talk to the rock and bring out the water. What was the point of this, Rabbosai? What do you mean talk to the rock? Hello rock, how are you today? You're interested in maybe having a coffee or a tea? What is he supposed to talk to the rock? Get into a conversation with the rock? Hello, rock. What's doing? What have you done in the last 20 years? Who have you been hanging out with? Who have you been rocking around with? What is he supposed to say to the rock? Speak to the rock. Hello, rock. Can you, maybe you want to give something to see if it's Baratam al Hasela means. Say Torah towards the rock. And b'koyach haTorah, the rock is going to split open and bring forth the water. And the point being to show Klal Yisrael, Rashi has this shot, that Rashi says, you speak to the rock, they'll make a kal v'chomer, that if an inanimate object listens, dibartam el hasela v'dibarta bom, speak Torah to the rock. And when the rock hears the Torah, when the rock is invigorated with the koyach haTorah, something that's in, it's going to split open, it's going to bring Gashmi. And the point being, and this is my own, I don't remember if there was that, the point being, he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that's not necessary the power of the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kachas amate, take the staff. What are you taking the staff? Moshe has the staff in his hand. The staff stands for the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. It said Moshe Rabbeinu. Of Yidvaratim el Asela is a lesson that a koyach ha-toyrim, it's an atzmo, can do it. We don't need to have the schus of the Moshe Rabbeinu. We need the Vidibaratim el Asela. Talk and learning, you and Aaron. Vidibaratim. You should talk and learning together. That will show Klaizel that the koyach of speaking and learning, the koyach ha-toyrim, can bring forth the Gashmi. And this is the hachana to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the bracha and all the koyach of Gashmi is mitla toli, is dependent on the koyach of Torah. In Bechukoi Saitei Leicho, as we said the word a few weeks ago, says the Gemara Megillah Gimel. Says the Gemara, we said this over a few weeks ago. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel that Targum Shel Neviim, the Targum of Neviim, Yonis ben Azil was Metargim, the Targum of Neviim. And it's Daz the Eretz Yisrael, 400 parsa by 400 parsa, the whole Eretz Yisrael. There was the worst earthquake that ever hit Eretz Yisrael. The entire Eretz Yisrael shook. Even the Tzfas earthquake was only in Tzfas. Here, the entire Eretz Yisrael shook when Yonis ben Azil translated the Torah. He gave over the Targum. Says the Tosis Rid in Megillah, what was the Chesaron? So he gave over the Targum. Says the Tosis Rid, once he gave over the Targum, they're not going to work as hard to try to understand the Torah again. And they won't be omel, they won't work as hard. So many people say that once, so this first time for Avram Gerwitz, the Shiva of Ner Moshe, first time I saw him, later on, all this, so other people say it. That's when Eretz Yisrael was Nizdaza. Why is Eretz Yisrael being Nizdaza? You're taking away my koyach abroad, the koyach abrocha. In b'chukoy say teileichu, when the satik is made, when the tzonah starts, all the bracha to Eretz Yisrael is b'schus amels b'tayra. You're giving the targum over, they're not going to be amels before. No bracha to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shakes like a leaf. Moshe Rabbeinu, the point was to teach clients that going into Eretz Yisrael soon. They have to know v'dibaltem. V'dibaltem in Eretz Yisrael and Torah. The koyach in Eretz Yisrael. The whole koyach of Eretz Yisrael is to facilitate Torah. And the bracha to Eretz Yisrael. And all the bracha they're going to have. And when they realize that, it's a big yisoy, Rabbi Yisrael. If they realize that, then they're not going to get, when the bracha comes to Eretz Yisrael, all the bracha comes, they're not going to lose themselves with the teino, because they know that what brought about this brother Torah. But if they just have the result, the heavy fruits and the heavy thing, they'll say, okay, let's get involved over here. Let's enjoy ourselves. But they realize all the brachas to Sfus HaTorah, V'dibar to Melasel. Lochein, lo yovoy. That was the lahti sheni. You shouldn't mekadosh my name. Mekadosh my name by showing them the kiddush Hashem of what it means that when a person learns Torah, he can affect the bria. He could put koyach into an inanimate object, and this inanimate object, you don't need the schus dafka Moshe Rabbeinu. The words of Torah, spoken to an inanimate object, could change it. The words of Torah can take a land that's not fertile and to make it into a land of milk and honey, Zavas Chovah Devash. And this was the Lahan Noyman, and therefore the Lachain, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Now we understand, everybody said, why Kesha? You didn't hit the rock, no Eretz Yisrael. It's not fair, the punishment. Hit him, he should get hit with a stick. What are you not sending him to Eretz Yisrael for? Because this was the Heksha of Eretz Yisrael, if you will say. This was the Heksha to understand the godless of Torah. The Koyach of Torah, what it can do, what it can affect. And this is the Hachon of Eretz Yisrael. That was the whole Yisoid of the Midbar, of the 40 years in the middle, was to ingrain in them the Koyach, what Torah means, what Torah brings to a person. And now going to Eretz, when they can have the Gashmias, they'll understand what the priority is of Eretz. And this was the Vart, Rabbi Sain. why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tavka told him to speak to the rock, not to hit it, because till now I wanted to teach them and everything was b'schuzeb. I want you to teach them that you saw it, they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, so they were on the border of Eretz Yisrael that was coming right now. I want you to teach them. They shouldn't think that it's only b'schuz Moshe, b'schuz Aaron, b'schuzeb. That only because of their schuz and we can't do anything. No, it's in our koyach of the koyach ha-toyre, that the koyach of a person, every person that's an omel b'toyre, as we spoke out before, and every omel b'toyre can affect the bria. Every omel b'toyre, you can affect the bria, b'risa. You have a koyach in the bria and affect the bria. And the more you learn Torah, b'risa, the more power and koyach you have in the bria. This was the soid of the chait. If you the mahach of the tzibra, we're adding to the mahach of the tzibra, b'risa. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was in this way, they won't be nervous. Moshe Rabbeinu has to leave this world, or Aaron have to leave this world. We still have that koyach, the Messiah of Torah. It's very meduig ma'oid that Yeshua was the one who was given over to conquer Eretz Yisrael. How is to conquer Eretz Yisrael? Look, Rashi, why Rashi and all of us says why Yeshua is giving the koyach to conquer Eretz Yisrael? Yeshua was Moshe b'toch ha'oyel. His koyach ha'toyra also was the schus that he's going to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael. And Yisrael is not a physical land; it's a spiritual land. It's conquered with Torah, and when we keep the Torah, we do the Torah, we remain in Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'shalom fakir. Zois chukas ha'toyra. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh Dvarim Nifloim. Why is it Zois Chukas HaToyra? Zois Chukas HaToma. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, an unbelievable Zach, Rabbi Yisai. Zok the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Gemara Nozis says in the Rambam Paskins, a goy is not Nasa Tomei Meis. He doesn't become a Tomei Meis. Ma'aseh doyim of the behemah shenoga. Goyim on a shayach to this tumas mess, Rabbi Yisrael. Only Yisrael. In fact, the Rechaim HaKadosh, why? Why are we only shayach to tumas mess? Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, what's the chil between us and Goyim? Zokter b'amsoyis kabbalas ha-toyra shezula seine kekol ha-goyim beis Yisrael. We're like any playing jack in the street, Rabbi Yisrael. It's only b'koyach ha-toyra. Kama Yosef ike b'shuke. Umiyato tameinu tzuf tvash im rekel. Now we can understand the sweetness of Zoyis Chukas ha-toyra. This choyk of Tumah, of Tumah's mess, Rabbi Yisrael. It's only facilitated because it's a metzias of Torah. Because we are mekabel the Torah, we have a metzias of tumas mes. Zok to Rechaim HaKadosh. Why? Zok there ki they shekibalnu a Torah nasu am bnei Yisrael dover sharuchni mashvim to evenly dog behem. Because the koyach haTorah that we have, the Torah that we learn, so all the chitzoyni, all the tumas, all the chitzonim, all the heebie-jeebies in the world, all the mazikim, all the tumas, they want to attract to us. Why? Because we have kedusha. The Torah brings us to the level of kedusha, even in death. And he compares it. He says, "I want to compare this." He says to two vessels. A guy owns two beautiful vessels, two kalim. One's full of honey and the other's full of garbage. He empties out both of the kalim, he lets the honey, spills the honey into a jar, and he spills out the garbage. Which one does all the zvuvim, the bees and the ants and the flies attracted to? The one that had all the zevel in it, a few little bugs might go into it. But the one was full of honey. Oil, that mama's charging at it. Flies, he spilled some sugar in a certain area. Everything's jumping on it. Zok the helik or achayim hakodesh. Kimoy kein odom yisrael shemeis. Liyoz mole kedusha. even the most pashita of Yidin, the Chazal say, the mole mitzvahs kerima, and they're full of mitzvahs, which mitzvahs are koyach ha-toyra. Ha-mesukah va-arev, which is so sweet and pleasant. But seis ha-nefesh, when the nefesh goes out, and the guf, the neshama, which is kodesh, leaves that guf, it's like the honey, the kedusha, leaves. So the vessel's left without the product, but it has the sweetness, the smell. It's stuck there, that smell to the guf. All the klipas jump on to that body, Rabbi said. Zok there, that's the koch zatuvim. They want him to mizdabek to the kedusha, to taste the sweetness. Psst. And that's the Zok Torah Chaim HaKadosh. That's Zoyis Chukas HaToyra. We started Zoyis Chukas HaTumo, we should say. No. Zoyis Chukas HaToyra. But because of Torah, there's a parasha of Tumo. Tumas HaMes. That when a person leaves, the Tumo attracts to that Kedusha, which is not Shaykh, only Shaykh by Klal Yisrael. Zoyis Chukas HaToyra. Zoyis Chukas HaToyra. This is the Choyk of Torah. The Koyk of Torah, boys, that brings Kedusha. That brings that even an inanimate object, which is the guf, it's also inanimate. It's a bunch of skin and bones. And yet when it's affected, when the neshama is turned on from Torah, it's been turned on from Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, that vessel has tremendous smell. It's affected, Rabbi Yisrael. So it's chukas HaTorah, and therefore this tumas ames. So says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a tremendous limud, Rabbi Yisrael. What Kedushas HaTorah, first of all, in the beginning of the parasha, how it affects, Rabbi Yisrael, everything around us, it brings a sweetness, Rabbi Yisrael, a pleasantry. And it affects the entire Bria. It affects the entire Bria. The Koyach HaTorah, what it does in the Bria, Rabbi, so we speak so many times about it, but a person has to realize it. The Koyach HaTorah, what it does in the Bria. And how Moshe Rabbeinu here was punished. V'dibaltem el hasel, if he just would have spoken to the rock, him and V'dibaltem, speak. You can't two people speak at the same time. You're speaking and learning. V'dibaltem. V'dibaltem bom. You're speaking Torah. And through that, Rabbi said, the Mayim will come forth. The Koyach HaTorah will bring Koyach to the Bria, Rabbi Yisrael. It will bring a tremendous shefa of Torah to the Bria. And if you don't do that, we're not giving all Klal Yisrael a lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Kiddush Hashem, the Kedushas HaTorah, that we could have got from the lesson of the Baalotim El HaSela. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was punished not to go into Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Because that's the tachos of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the tachos what we're doing in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. The tachos of Eretz Yisrael is to bring about the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. And the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is activated through the Koyach HaTorah. And when that activated, it mainly brings Shefa Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. We mainly so much Shefa, Rabbi Yisrael. We once said over from the Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik says over that why, Rabbi Yisrael, all the times of year of the agricultural year all the moyadim are described in agricultural terms. Chag Osif, Chag Kotzir. What's the pshat? Zok the Rav Tzadik, that the pshat is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, during these times of year, the moyadim is a time when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is attached to us. We're connected. There's a tremendous connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time of tremendous shefa. Hashem wants to send down to the Bria an unbelievable amount of shefa. So he sends it in the Shemayim, shefa for Ruchni. Unbelievable amounts of shefa for Ruchni. He sends it down in Ruchni's terms. But when it hits the atmosphere of Earth, like so it changes into the physical, because Earth is physical. But what's the shefa? It's a shefa of Ruchni. So when we see, so the Torah is telling us, if we see that the agriculture is so great, it's a simon for Ruchni. And that's why it's all in terms of agriculture. And if Israel describes the land of such unbelievable amounts of Gashmi, but in terms of the Gemara Ksuba says that we don't understand one grape, a whole nation, a whole year is filled with grape. Obviously the point of it, Rabbi, is that there's so much Ruchli, there's so much Shefa of Ruchli here. But it comes in earthly terms, it comes out in earthly terms, physical. But the physical is the simon of the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving. I always said that's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael, and Shabbos. You have an Neshama Yisera. Says Rashi and Beitz that you eat and eat and you never get full. What's the tachlis of this vor, Rabbi Yisrael? That a person should become 75 pounds overweight after Shabbos? that he should go on his wife just bought him a special scale after Shabbos. Every after Shabbos they have to bring it to the repairman because he steps on it and one side crunches. He's never to tell the 75 pound increase. When it gets to 225, the number 5 is not there anymore if he cracked it by stepping on it with so much weight. What's the point of the Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, that a person should sit on the pot after Shabbos the whole day for 4 hours? What's the tachlis, Rabbi Yisai? You should eat and eat. Avada, chas v'shom, avada is supposed to eat on Shabbos. Only enjoy Shabbos. What's the point? I think the point, Rabbi Yisai, is that you have a neshama yisera. And we're in a physical world. So to bring out, to show you, how do I see? Where's the guy can eat like Hashem Yerachem. He's been by 3 Kiddushim, he's on his way to his 4th Kiddush. We're not talking about his wife has made the lunch also. Harry, what are you doing? Well, there's a 4th Kiddush. Harry, you just ate at 2 Kiddushim more than I ate in 2 months. How could it be? Where are you going? Well, there's a 4th Kiddush. You don't even know the guy. Yeah, but I know his great-grandmother. His great-grandmother and my great-grandfather used to live next to each other. What does it have to do with you? Well, they have the triple kugel over there. I have to be honest. But Harry, you don't need a triple kugel. You need to... You just ate 17 kugels. You just ate enough herring for a month. You look like a fish. You ate so much herring. And we're not going to talk about the chopped liver. He's on his way to the floor. He's eating. What could I do? I don't get full on Shabbos. You know, my rabbi told me you don't gain weight on Shabbos. Well, I don't know about that, Harry. Last time I saw you, you were 6 sizes lower. You don't gain weight. What's the vulnerable side? It's just that we should eat. Avada, we have to eat and enjoy Shabbos. Avada, enjoying Shabbos. But the point being, Lefidah's voice is more than Reb Tzadik is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us physically that there's something going on here. There's a physical shefa. What is that the Neshama Yisrael? We have to know what to do with it. The Vada, we have to eat. Like Rashi says, Hashem's going to give unbelievable plenty. So what's going to happen? But you're going to eat a little bit and get full. Oh God. After the whole thing, the Satik Yisrael eat them, the Aura's going to be full, you're going to stuff the warehouses, there's going to be so much full. Oh wow, okay, we're ready to eat now. Bring the plate. I want to have the chef is coming down to Eretz Israel. Okay, let's go to Papagayo's. Give me the plate with everything on it. Okay, his wife comes. This is the plate where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we should eat. Huh? Where is it? Big plate. Little thing. The little dot on the plate. You see anything? I don't see anything here. Where is it? Well, just eat it. You'll get full from it. There's nothing on the plate. No, that speck, that spot over there. Here. Wow! We need all that shefa. There's a little speck on the plate. Oichlim miat umsvein. What is that for? But it doesn't make sense. There's so much shefa. If it's so much shefa, give me a steak, lech ribs, hamburger, Frank. I want the whole plate full. Full plate. And then I want to eat more. All you can eat, 250 shekel, why not? Put it on. Go to the bathroom, throw up. We're not leaving here until they force me out. That's it, a speck? Where is it? No knife? Yeah, because the tachlis is for ruchnis, to show you the ruchnis. It comes down this one shefa. But ruchni, maybe sell, make, have parnasa from it, then you won't have to daiga for parnasa. You can learn, but you want a personal enjoyment from it. Oichul me'at v'sveim. So what I'm going to do on Shabbos, I'm not saying, but it doesn't, you're allowed to enjoy yourself. Everybody said, but realize, what do I have in the Shami Yisera? And we spoke Shabbos. Then Shami Yisera was asked after Shabbos, what did you do a whole Shabbos? I gave you the Shabbos. What did you do Shabbos? Where's the Chiddush? Something. And that's the Yisoy Rabbi Yisai, the Koyach of Ruchni, the Koyach of Shef of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai, this Koyach of, it comes from the Koyach of Torah, Rabbi Yisai. If you understand that, then we can use it out, Rabbi Yisai, use the tremendous Shef of Ruchni that's here, Rabbi Yisai, for our Kedusha, for our Tahira, for our growth, for our Shtag, Rabbi Yisai. We have to thank the Bereshit every day that we hear in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai. But chutz from the fact, thank the Bereshit, that's the fact that, you know, that we're learning Torah. But in being just being an Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai, the Kedusha needs to shmuz b'chnei atzma, how much do we appreciate, Rabbi Yisai? Well, what could I do? I was born here. Okay, whatever, why you were born, how you got there, Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is so great, Rabbi Yisai. And to appreciate, Rabbi Yisai, to appreciate every, you go, you have so much Kedusha around us. But Rabbi Yisai realized that it all to facilitate, that we, the Kedusha Torah, we should activate more Torah, more Ruchni, growth and Shtaigin, Rabbi Yisai. And Baruch Hashem, what can we say? Baruch Hashem, the Olam that's here in the Chabur and Yeshiva, that's here, Rabbi Yisai, we have to give the Shavuos to other people. They're coming, continue, Rabbi Yisai, Soif Zman, it's hard. People are heading here and they're making plans and this trips and that trips and they're going back and this, Rabbi Yisai. And to sit and learn, Rabbi Yisai, and realize that chutz from the etzem fact, Rabbi Yisai, that we're activating Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We're activating our own Kedusha every time we learn another piece of Gemara. Every time we're activating tremendous hashpois in the veld, in our bodies, in the ganze veld, Rabbi Yisai, toivus and hashpois for us and for our families and for everybody, Rabbi Yisai. We have to mischazik at this time, especially the Yishalmi said the soif brachas. If you eat the door, if you see a matzav, chamoyed v'chazek, and you get tzchak and agakul, Rabbi Yisai, it's harder. It's taka harder. But soif v'shotol, the tzchak is double, Rabbi Yisai. The reward is better. The reward is much more. And what you can accomplish, Rabbi Yisai. They say a big vart that the Kodesh Baruch sends Shefa down to the Beis Medrash, down to any Beis Medrash, down to the Ve'olam HaTorah. So when there's thousands of people learning, so everybody takes a little bit. When there's less learning, that can be pshat in the Gemara. So there's a lot to take, Rabbi Yisai. There's extras. There's extra port. Like you come down in the Moshul Mo'adava, you come to the Mir launch. So there's five, you know, Tuesday, Schnitzel Day. Everybody wants to be there. They're popping them out with that Schnitzel machine. There are 4,000 Schnitzels. So because they put out the 4,000 Schnitzels, so it's the middle of the winter's month, early winter's month, there's 4,770 guys. So maybe you'll get a piece, if you're lucky, you get a whole piece, if not, you get a crumb for the top of the schnitzel. But now it's coming to a certain time, it's mine, everybody's saying, not everybody showed up, there's 4,000 schnitzels there, everybody's saying. There's only 75 guys! I know what this guy's going to be doing for the next hour and a half. Pass the ketchup! There's only 75 people are leaving. I was jealous. What's going to be? It's fakeg. There's 4,000 schnitzels out there. 4,000 schnitzels. There's only 75 guys. Make the cheshbon by saying how many schnitzels each guy get. You can eat 7 and put away for the supper. The place I use it out, get the hashpah, take, draw from that hashpah of Torah. You can go lamayla, and be'ez Hashem, but chutz is nachrayis, those who are here, to use out the time properly. You have to take your breaks and take your vacation, whatever you need, but the time you basically use it out properly. And be'ez Hashem, the schutz and also the achrayis, be'ez Hashem, we're protecting, we're giving shefa, we're bringing the shefa toif to the veld. To speak in Torah and be'ez Hashem, the mayim of Hashpoah's Torah should flow upon all of us. Amen.